A cryptocurrency entrepreneur is sent to prison for fraud. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. Sam Bankman-Fried, the former CEO of collapsed exchange FTX, gets 25 years behind bars.
One victim told the judge he and others had been financially harmed by the collapse of FTX, that they lost property rights, and that some have committed suicide since the collapse. Sam Bankman-Fried then addressed the judge after his own attorney spoke to ask for some leniency. He said he's haunted by the bad decisions he made, the impact to his customers, and the staff who worked so hard for him.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. He stopped short of taking responsibility and still plans to appeal. Federal prosecutors say Bankman-Fried misappropriated billions of dollars. Thousands of mourners, including former President Trump, are expected to attend the wake that begins today for New York City police officer Jonathan Diller, killed during a traffic stop. The man accused of shooting him has more than 20 prior arrests, now faces murder charges. The Biden administration pushing back harder on what it calls Russian propaganda, as President Putin and other officials keep trying to blame Ukraine and the West for the terror attack on a Moscow concert hall. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says the U.S. tried to help prevent a terror attack with information on a threat 2 weeks before.
Following normal procedures and through established channels that have been employed many times previously, the United States government passed a warning in writing to Russian security services.
Kirby says ISIS bears sole responsibility for the attack. The White House says Russia acted recklessly today when it effectively ended the work of a UN panel monitoring sanctions against North Korea.
A Security Council resolution sponsored by the United States would have extended the panel's mandate by a year, but Russia vetoed the resolution, accusing Western nations of trying to strangle its ally. The sanctions themselves remain in force.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The U.S. believes North Korea has sent Russia weapons to use in Ukraine, which Moscow and Pyongyang deny. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The top UN court just ordering Israel to allow more aid into Gaza, issuing new measures, including opening more land crossings. Social media giants are being sued again, this time by four of the largest school boards in Ontario, Canada.
Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat are bad for their students. That claim from school officials alleging the social media platforms owned by Meta, ByteDance, and Snap are disrupting student learning. The lawsuit slams the platforms, claiming they are designed for compulsive use, have rewired the way children think, behave, and learn. A lawyer for the firm representing the board said social media companies should be held accountable for their negligence and the harm they have caused to our schools and our community at large.
Fox's CJ Papa. Big tech companies already face similar lawsuits from school districts and states in the U.S. At congressional hearings, tech executives have highlighted steps to help address online safety. It's opening day for Major League Baseball in the U.S. after a few games in South Korea, but one all-star won't be suiting up for a while.
Absent on the Tampa Bay Rays opening day roster, all-star shortstop Wander Franco, the 23-year-old who has not played a major league game since last August, Thursday was placed back on paid administrative leave while he remains under criminal investigation in his native Dominican Republic. Franco accused of sexual abuse of a minor as well as psychological abuse and abduction. While formal charges have yet to be filed against Wander Franco, he is not on the Rays 40-man roster, but will continue to get paid. There was question leading up to Thursday as to whether Franco would get placed on MLB's restricted list, which would have kept him from getting paid any of his $2 million salary. He'll be on administrative leave at least through June 1st, unless perhaps there are changes in his legal status. Jared Max, Fox News.
A mixed day on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up 13 points, the S&P up just 2, but the NASDAQ is lower, down 21. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.